It's one of those kind of fun events that you can sink your teeth in, and those that are taking the challenge are just super. We've got a team division, as you know, KUAF is part of the team. We have an amateur division, and we have a professional division. And, you know, we've had so many kids who are now doing their dads and moms pieces that next year we might have to have a youth division.
Oh, that would be great.
How do you determine who, and what we should explain is that how it works?
Would you like to tell us how that works?
Sure. Okay, here's the challenge. You get a canvas. It's a 14 by 18 canvas. You get three colors of paint. Everybody has a black and a white and a random color. I don't know what colors are going to go in each bag. You have two brushes. And so the challenge is for you to create your version of Van Gogh with that limited use of materials. However, you may have other colors of paint. If you use hair dye, if you use food coloring, if you crush up vegetables or grass or whatever, you can use other kinds of utensils to be able to paint. You can use your fingers, your toes, your elbows. You can
fork.
Feather, fork, whatever you want. You can make it three-dimensional. You can add so it builds up. You can put styrofoam and then paint over. You can do whatever you want. Add lights, and many people were so creative last year. Now, if you didn't want to follow the rules, you wanted to have somebody else do it for you, which we have a number who do, or you want a bigger canvas, or you say, I'd like to have a different color of paint, donate $50 to Youth Bridge, and you can do whatever you want.
That sounds like a good plan. And it's Van Gogh-esque. It's not necessarily a replica of a Van Gogh.
Absolutely. It's Van Gogh-esque, your version. And you don't have to do Van Gogh. Many people don't. But it's kind of fun to see if you can do the challenge.
This will take place at the Garner Farm.
Yes, it will.
This benefits Youth Bridge.
Yes, it does.
The last time you and I talked, which was several months ago on Ozarks at Large, we were talking about how Youth Bridge is in the middle of all sorts of projects.
Yes, we are project bound for a lot of different things. One of our biggest things is that we are trying to build our Washington County complex, which is what we talked about the last time, which is this huge facility that would encompass all of our residential facilities and our outpatient. Well, what's happened right now is that we have sold our property on Joyce Street, crossover, which is our clinical and our residential substance abuse, to Vista. Vista bought years ago to help fund what our new property is going to be on Don Tyson. As it turns out, they need their property. And so we have just finished moving our clinical to a temporary leased facility. And now we are building what I call a temporary home on our Don Tyson with at some of our land for our residential substance abuse, which will be open, we hope, by November. However, here's my other little project that I'm working on, is that we've run into a little bit of a snag with the sewer system, and we're about $90,000 short. So the big push now is a brick campaign. For $250, you can honor someone in your family, your children, your mom and dad. You can memorialize a grandparent, perhaps. $500 gets you five lines, and of course, $250 gets you three lines. Now, here's a really good thing we're doing at the event. Everybody who buys a brick will have an opportunity to put their name in a raffle for this absolutely fantastic piece Greg Mack did. It's an abstract hog signed by coaches Petrino, Mike Anderson, and Coach Van Horn, being framed by Duck Gallery. It's just an awesome piece. So
that will not be something that will be bid on.
No,
that
it's a raffle.
Will be a raffle.
Yes, you buy a brick, and you will have an opportunity to put your name in for the raffle. You get, now, if you pay in full that night, and I'm going to be really lenient with people in terms of payment plans. Some people can't make $250, and I understand that. But if you want to pledge it and pay it out, you have one chance. You pay it that night, you have two chances. You buy a $500 brick, five chances.
Seems fair.
It does.
We should, I don't know if we mentioned, but the artwork that will be there, created by these different people, will be sold that night.
Absolutely. Silent auction. They're being judged. We will judge them later next week, and we will put them out. You will not know who the winners are until the very end when we make the announcements. We do have trophies. available. We have different categories. We've got some really fun categories for amateur division and team division. We have the craziest use of materials. We have People's Choice, which I'm going to talk about in just a little bit later because it's a new category. Best use of theme, that's where the Starry, Starry Night Van Gogh part comes in if you follow the theme, and the craziest entry. Now, People's Choice, brand new. So what we decided to do was that for each of the pieces of artwork, we'll have a container. So if you want to judge and want that one to win, drop some money in. Drop a quarter, a dime, a dollar, whatever. And so whatever piece raises the most money is the would be considered the people's choice.
The winners are determined by judges?
Yes, we have four judges, and they're all professional judges. One of our board members, Carolyn Farrell, got the other three judges for us. So we're really excited that we're going to have that kind of caliber of judging.
Now, will there be other silent auction items for people to bid on, or is it
no? Just the art part. And that we have about 40 pieces.
But they're also there's a professional category.
Yes, there is a professional category.
So there are those of us who are not professional artists, but you have
Greg Mack. We do. We have quite a lineup. We have Matt Miller. Many of you may know Matt Miller. We have Linda Sheets. She's one of the artists that's with First Thursday, does fabulous work. All of them do. Christina Mariotti. Barbara Price Davis, who is our art teacher, and she's a wonderful artist. And we have Allie Williams and Hank and Joanne Kaminsky.
So are Hank and Joanne going to work together?
They're doing separate pieces. Hank, it was so funny when I was talking to him about it. He says, you know, I'm not an artist. And I said, that's the great part about it. He said, I'm a sculptor. And I said, yes, I know. So that's what's so great.
All excited to see what he comes up with.
I know, and that will make it perhaps even that much more valuable
You
have
fun.
This renowned sculptor who's doing
done
one of his first paintings.
Yes. So it may be a trend.
Have you seen any of the finished works yet?
I have four pieces in my office. And what I've been trying to do is take a picture and post on our Facebook.
Oh, excellent.
Just to kind of give a little bit of a teaser of what to expect. We have two pieces done by our Benton County shelter. One side was the girls' side, did a piece, and the other side of boys. Just beautiful pieces. And so I really hope people will pay a lot of money for that because it goes to a good cause.
They can order tickets online.
Call me up.
All right.
Track me down. I'll give them tickets.
And we should tell them it's Friday night.
It's Friday night, September 9th.
Right.
Beginning at 6:30?
6:30. We will open the doors at 6:30. You can come 6 o'clock, register, get in early. We will have really good food and refreshments available. So it should be a lot of fun.
And if you aren't careful, you can begin to get, not in a battle, but there you might
anymore?
Well, yeah, you can get attached to something and then find out, because last year I was actually involved in one that
a bidding war.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did have a fun bidding war with Coach Van Horn's
That's the
daughter.
One I, was in.
I know, it was so funny. There were several of my friends who really wanted that piece as well as the mom. So we kind of had to encourage people, let the mom have it. She wanted it so bad.
Aww.
So, but she was really cute, really good artist. And now we've got some fun teams. We've got Craft, and we've got P&G has four teams.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to have some, you know, people who are trying to up one another in the team division, as well as KUAF. You're going to up somebody.
Yes.
Ozarks at Large.
Yes.
Yes.
We have a KUAF canvas and then an Ozarks at Large one. So I'm very excited. I always hear about this event, so I'm excited to be participating and attending. So,
Nancy, we look forward to the event. People can learn more about Youth Bridge at the event as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.